the perfect end to a brilliant season. You got some momentum, you kept it rolling, and you saw it through.
Way above all our expectations for this year. And the plans were to try and get to the playoffs if we could, to get the experience of it. We've surpassed that and actually got to the final. And on top of winning the Hunt Senior Cup as well, it's been a fantastic season.
And in terms of your manager, Ricky Mahinicki, he's been a real find. Obviously, he's been around the local area for quite some time, but his success with Huntingdon, he's really managed to carry it on with you.
Yeah, very much so. When we lost the services of Jezza Watts after 12 years, we knew there was going to be a massive gap to fill. And from the outset, we wanted someone who was going to grow and stay with the team. We weren't interested in a guy for one or two seasons and want to move on. We wanted someone to grow the team, stay with it. He's a local lad, did his grounding at Huntingdon, successful there. He then went over to Histon at a higher level, assistant manager there. We felt he was an ideal candidate.
And it seems as though there's been a real buzz around the whole town because you've had some fantastic crowds as well.
Absolutely. The crowd, we all know football crowds like success. If you're down the bottom, you lose. And when you're at the top, you get more and more. And it's interesting to say we had quite a few newbies who come along to watch the game from the town, and we're just hoping some of them will come back to us at the start of the next season.
And you've had Cambridge City ground sharing with you this season. For next year, you're going to be at the same level as them. Having City around, has that been an advantage? Obviously, the Southern Premier holds no surprises for you now. You've seen what City do, what they've had to contend with on a weekly basis.
Yes, quite a few of us go down and watch the Cambridge games. And I know Ricky Beastmate and Gary Roberts have had lots of conversations and tips and bits and pieces. I'm sure we'll have more to do with. And I think it's fair to say we have a fantastic relationship with the Cambridge City Board. And we're there for everyone. Everyone's there to help everybody else. And we'll pray that continues.
And financially, when you go up another level, I'm guessing the costs increase, the wages potentially increase as well. Are you happy with where you're at financially and managing that extra responsibility, if you like?
Well, that's what we need now to sort out, to sit down with Ricky to find out what sort of budget we're looking for, how we're going to finance that budget. Can we finance it? What ends do we need? Do we need our commercial team to step up a level or two? We all know you have to pay the higher levels to get the right guys to compete at this level. So over the next couple of weeks, that's going to be the topic of many a conversation.
And I'm imagining the aim, as ever, when a club gets promoted, you'll be looking for evolution rather than revolution. Sprinkle in a few extra players, get a few fresh faces on board, but have the bulk of what you've got.
Yeah, hopefully. We're very happy with the squad we got. And ultimately, it's down to Ricky and Jack to decide which players they want to keep to change and bring on new. I've no doubt there'll be some new faces coming on board to play at the higher level. We leave that entirely in his hands, and we're quite confident he'll do us proud. And for next season, it's one of consolidation. Let's understand how we play at this level. Obviously, at high level football, there's better players. And it's to make sure we're okay, we survive that season. It's always a troublesome when you first go up. And go from strength to strength.